This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
For us to go to medical school. Yes, this is another hour of Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, and this hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus will join you and me from Lake Cardiology down in Central Florida to discuss, among other things, the impact of studies that have been done in our country and around the world on various maladies, things that are being done to try to address what the results of research are, or ways of you preventing yourself from going down the same street. Let's say that Glenn Campbell went down, who passed away this week from Alzheimer's. He was 81, great country singer, guitarist, member of the Wrecking Crew, which, you know, Ken, about the Wrecking Crew, you ever heard the stories about the Wrecking Crew?
Tell me.
The Wrecking Crew was the equivalent of the Funk Brothers in Detroit. Funk Brothers, a backup band for most of the Motown hits. The Wrecking Crew was on most all of the hits from the Beach Boy era on. They did the musical background for everything from Frank Sinatra when he wasn't with Nelson Riddle or Don Costa or one of those big orchestra leaders. The music was done by the Wrecking Crew. They went all day, every day, usually 12 or 14 hours a day, 7 days a week, with the music for the big stars. And so he was a member. He got started there and then worked his way up to his own stardom. But he called attention to the plight of those suffering from Alzheimer's with his song Adios that came out 2-3 years ago, which was the last time he was really somewhat coherent. What I don't understand about Alzheimer's and related disease like dementia is how they kill you. How does having my cousin Dougie Morton died of Alzheimer's last year? What does it destroy the brain and its function, the ability that the brain has to act on its own to keep your heart beating and your lungs operating without the automatic, what do they call it,
autonomic nervous system?
Yeah, that.
Doug,
so is that what happens?
Doug, if I could give you a satisfactory answer to your question, I'd go to Stockholm and get the Nobel Prize. Because this is a mystery. It's not really well understood. You know, I could give you a general answer as you were answering yourself that the brain deteriorates, so critical functions of the body don't work. But the Glenn Campbell, he for more than 6 years...
60 years.
Well, he expired more than 6 years after he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. And complications from Alzheimer's is the sixth leading cause of death in America, where about 500,000 people die each year because they have the disease. It's the only one of the top 10 causes of death in America that cannot be prevented, cured, or slowed down. Isn't that amazing? Approximately 5 million Americans, 65 and older, are living with Alzheimer's. And two-thirds are women who have Alzheimer's. And how it actually leads from Alzheimer's to death, this is an area of extremely active research, and just the whole area of trying to prevent it, treat it, cure it, slow it down, huge area of research. And ask me that question in about 10 years, and hopefully we'll have a good answer.
All right. Not to argue the point, because I'm not a doctor, even though I play one once in a while on the radio, but many of the things that I've read counter what you just said. There's no cure for it, or there's no way of stopping it. There are. I've seen a lot of things that would indicate what you eat. Oftentimes, what's in your body will affect your brain. If you don't get enough blood to your brain, that kind of stuff.
The best that you can do is the same lifestyle that we talk about for keeping the heart, lowering the risk of heart.
Diet, that stuff, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. You know, eating, staying down to ideal body weight, decreasing mental stress, getting into an exercise program, and the doctor says it's okay, not smoking, limiting alcohol, sleeping 7 to 8 hours a night. all of the key things, watching the blood pressure, the blood sugar, the cholesterol, your weight, knowing those, your four numbers, blood pressure, cholesterol, blood sugar, and weight. And yes, those are the things we tell you for cardiovascular prevention. And a lot of it is circulatory prevention. But beyond that, it's a bit of a mystery. And I think that what I said is what a lot of mainstream medicine believes.
All right. So let's stay in this church while we're here and go to a different pew. Let's keep talking about the brain and what happens as we get older to our brain and things. This, again, the counter to Alzheimer's, in my reckoning, not being a researcher but sort of a practicalist, is looking at how much blood gets into your brain. Exercise helps that. And one of the things that apparently, I don't know if this addresses directly what we were just asking, but there's another study out this week focused on yoga and what that does for your brain.
This is some hope. It's a small, early study. But older women who practice yoga, this is in Frontiers in Aging Neuroscience.
Older women, how do we define older
65
women?
65 and older.
Okay.
Who practice yoga, they may have greater thickness in areas of the brain involved in memory and attention. And that's just the age group that was studied. Even compared with other healthy, active women their age, yoga practitioners typically have greater cortical thickness in the brain's left prefrontal cortex. This is a small study. It's an early study. It needs to be repeated in large populations, but it does seem promising to me.
All right. So the idea, maybe one of the things we can discuss at some point in time are the things I'm going to talk about superbeats in a little bit as to how it may affect this, because it really is about the it just makes so much sense. Blood getting to the brain.
I think that you should lead a heart healthy life to do what you can to lower your risk of Alzheimer's. But there are too many people who do get this who have no apparent obvious cause of why they should be doing it. They're doing all the right things, and that's the mystery of this, and that's why there's so much active research in this area, and we just don't really understand the mysteries of this disease.
All right, so then item three in this area has to do with what's going on in your brain if you are alone. That may cause a breakdown. I think that being alone is a horrible fate. And what it does to you, whether it's physical, emotional, spiritual, whatever it is, but you can see how that which is abstract can lead to something that is very definitively obvious and researchable, right?
I'm so glad that this is getting the recognition that it deserves. Stress is finally getting the recognition it deserves as an important risk factor for circulatory problems and health. I often will say that stress is almost as worse as cigarette smoking. But the news this week also adds to this whole pot that loneliness, this is out of the annual meeting of the American Psychological Association this week, Doug, that loneliness, it may be more hazardous to your health than obesity. And a growing number of Americans are at risk. About 42.6 million American adults over the age of 45 are believed to suffer from chronic loneliness. Being connected to others socially is a fundamental human need, crucial to both well-being and survival.
Man, isn't that something, huh? So what is that? Don't be alone when you get older? Don't be alone anytime in your life?
Anytime. You know, we all need some personal time just to
regroup. By yourself. But some of us like our own company. I wouldn't want to be with somebody all the time.
But don't be alone all the time.
No, I think it's fun to be with somebody you really want to be with. It's fun.
Exactly.
It's just plain fun.
That partner, whoever your partner is, has a huge effect on your health.
To listen to podcasts of Good Day Health, go to blogtalkradio.com, BLOGTALKRADIO, all one word, blogtalkradio.com/Good Day Health. And you can listen to the podcasts of the program every single week, and there's some archives in there as well. That's Blog Talk Radio. Tell your friends, this is how you do it. podcast, Good Day Health. Get the tips from Dr. Ken and from Dr. Jack on how to live a better, healthier, more productive, important life. You have nothing in your life if you don't have your health. So blogtalkradio.com/Good Day Health. So let's spend a moment or two talking about the brain and feeding the brain from the perspective of the product that we talk about every week that helps to put this program together and produce it, Super Beets. If you're about eating clean and understanding that sugar is not good for you and processed material is not good for you, this is something for your consideration. And instead of drinking a cup of coffee, if you need a pick-me-up, Super Beets is a perfect way to address that slow down that you feel later in the day. Or maybe even when you wake up, instead of a cup of coffee, Super Beets. Right, Ken?
Absolutely. This is a product that I like because it's based on good scientific evidence that it's safe and effective, and it's all natural. And I can't tell you how important this is. Based on Nobel Prize-winning research, as recently as 1998, discovery of nitric oxide in 1988, we know this as a signal molecule throughout the body. The body needs it from head to toe to work properly, to know when to turn things on and off, especially when the blood vessels, there's 60,000 miles of blood vessels in your body, they need to know when to open up to let the red blood cells in that are carrying the oxygen and to when to close, to not let anything in, to keep the pressure up. And this signaling of the blood vessels, especially when they open up, is done by a gas, the third important gas in the body after oxygen and carbon dioxide, nitric oxide. But your body, my body, needs to continuously remake nitric oxide. So it needs the building blocks to make this. And if we don't have enough of these building blocks, we don't have enough nitric oxide, our body doesn't work well, our blood pressure goes up, we feel tired, all the systems are not communicating with each other. And there are two products that come out of research from a physiologist at Baylor University from excellent work. Neo 40, it's a way to get the level of nitric oxide up. Super Beets, it's a way to get that boost of energy midday. You're tired with your workouts instead of the high caffeinated beverages. And Doug will tell you how to get them.
All right, so for those of you who don't understand, what Ken is really telling you is the secret is in the dietary nitrates. Call for Super Beets. Get on the program. First month is free. 800-655-4183.
When you need it, spent a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need Gold Bond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Gold Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. Gold Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Oh my goodness, I am tired of being known only as the guy who turns into a werewolf at the full moon. There's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Sure, they could save you money, but Geico also has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. So you know people love them. And yeah, I become a man beast once a month, but I become the world's greatest crepe chef every single Saturday morning.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Allergy congestion, cut grass, cat on the sofa, dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now 23 and change after the hour. Time for a special alert for those of you who are new to the program. This is called Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, the Good Day Person, with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is the major domo at Lake Cardiology, which is a great clinic in Central Florida. You go down to Florida for many reasons, many times of the year. If you want another opinion, you want to get things sorted out, you want to have a great exam, find out what's really going on in your body from head to toe, I trust Ken. Every year, usually in December, I go down there and take Meredith, and I send anybody else there that I think has a heart issue, man, the first plane they can get down, I'll send them to Ken because I trust him with his knowledge. And if you listen to him with regularity every week, you know he knows what he's talking about. So if you want to take advantage of that and go visit him in his clinic, you call the clinic number at 352-735-1400. That's for Lake Cardiology, Ken Kronhaus's clinic, 352-735-1400. So there's a new sort of controversy here, and I would wonder why red-headed children who live in states where there's lots of sun are being required to have a doctor's note to use sunscreen. I don't understand that. There are parents, I was reading about the rate of melanoma in our country with young, fair-skinned children. Mothers buying sunscreen at Costco. You imagine how big that bottle of sunscreen is. But there's been legislation introduced to allow children to bring sunscreen to school. A lot of schools are starting in the next week or two, and there are, prohibitions to using sunscreen for, I guess, a lot of different reasons. It's like ibuprofen. It could be that somebody's allergic to it. Is it like peanut butter, though, or peanuts? Is it that kind of thing? What do you suppose people are concerned about when it comes to sunscreen? How could one be allergic to sunscreen?
Well, there's inactive ingredients in it.
Really?
You know, this is a new one to me. I'm where in the country is this?
Alabama, Arizona, Florida, Louisiana, Utah, Washington, New York, California, Oregon, Texas, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island.
And the children need a letter from their doctor?
The state enacted a law. Let's take California.
About an allergic reaction?
Yeah. We'll use California as an example, okay? because they seem to be the leader in sunscreen legislation. The state enacted a law allowing sunscreen to be used in schools without a doctor's note, requiring schools to let students wear hats and protective clothing when outdoors. That goes back to 2002. Now they want to change that because some people are allergic to this, and it causes...
This sounds to me like some school district was sued by some parent after they put sunscreen on, and this is the defense to all that.
Mm-hmm. So... This is, yeah, we are so litigious.
Exactly.
Things like this, it's like going to the nurse and get an aspirin. Can you even do that anymore? Can if you have a headache and go to the nurse?
You have to sign a release.
The kid or the parents?
I'm being a little facetious, but I think we've become so litigious that this is the defense.
Yeah. Well, but, you know, what the heck do you do? Sunscreen, you put it on before you go to school? You put it on after what? Why could you send your child off to get on the bus and have the sunscreen on already?
Well, there's no problem, and the school is not at risk. But I think if you do it on the campus, then there's a concern that the school is involved, and that's where the risk is. So I don't think the school district is going to have any problems if you do it at home.
Mm. Wow. Pretty amazing
stuff. I think this is all about liability.
Yeah, it is. Doctors and lawyers, bad combination.
This is not Medicaid. This is not medicine. This is liability.
Yeah, so it's not the doctors. It's well, they have their insurance. And
CYA.
Yep. Covering your butt, as it were. 28 past the hour. This is Good Day Health.
The Ford summer sales event is in full swing.
How does one tiny little human need all this stuff? Stroller, umbrella, buckets, shovels, blanket, changing table, jumpy gym, bouncy seat.
Okay, sweetie, can you open the back?
Sure. I'm not holding anything with my foot.
Hands-free, foot-activated liftgate. Available on the 2017 Ford Escape lets you load up without putting anything down.
Wait, isn't the jumpy gym to bouncy seat the same thing?
Totally different.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford summer sales event. Hurry and get our hottest offer. 0% financing for 72 months on select Ford Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Plus, get an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends August 22nd. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year mortgage is 3.25%, APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 4th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here we go, back again, 34 after the hour. Back to the focus. We haven't gone anywhere. We're just back into our focus of your health and well-being. Oftentimes there's so much medical news and information, we don't get the chance to bite into some of your questions. But I'll encourage you to send them along to me, Doug, at DougStefan.com, or just send them to me at Facebook, Facebook.com/DJV Show. I'll try to get to a couple of those after we deal with a few more. I suppose this would be under the clarification department, Ken. We were talking about dementia and Alzheimer's and your propensity to recommend the Mediterranean diet. I have seen some things recently that suggest that these meals from the Mediterranean do make life better and may prevent dementia. Does that mean it's that the related information, this was an Alzheimer's Association conference that came out with this. So I guess what I'm trying to figure out is this diet, which is basically pretty simple plant-based stuff, a lot of grains and beans, you always go through the
right,
the
it's
diet.
The mind for Alzheimer's. The best we can do is called the MIND diet, which combines the Mediterranean diet with the DASH diet. The DASH diet is the dietary approach to stop high blood pressure, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, low-fat dairy products, beans, seeds, and nuts. And then you add the Mediterranean diet to that. There's overlap, but it also adds things like fish, chicken, veal, turkey, and of course, olive oil.
All right. So that's one review, and it speaks to the problem, whether it fixes or not. It certainly gives you hope, and there's nothing about this that's going to hurt you. So here's something else that will help you. It certainly is not going to hurt you, and I wonder whether you can do this. I have a lot of friends, and I'm actually doing this myself. Some refer to it as hipster honey. It's regular honey. There was a research paper that came out showing that a solution of normal monofloral honey and water could prevent the growth of bacteria on things like hospital equipment or in airplanes where the toilets and stuff are so dirty. Any place where there's dirty or a lot of bacteria, this could be the secret. Low dilutions of this honey curbs the activity of bacterial biofilms. What is a biofilm? That would be whole bunch of bacteria together, probably, right?
Yes.
A layer of them, microbes of them. So the honey keeps these beings from sticking to any surface. But there's the surface is pretty sticky itself, so the bacteria can't stick to it. But when if we put our hands up and leave it there, I wonder if the suggestion, I don't get that from the author of the study, what you do is you put it on, maybe it'll absorb all the bacteria, and then you wash it off again, and it protects it the surface for a while. Does that make sense, do you think?
Possibly. This is out of my radar.
If food news is very interesting in terms of what the right food does, the old business by Jawara, which you eat.
I think honey, especially local honey, is a wonderfully healthy product.
Well, you understand that's because it is there. Whatever is in the air,
exactly.
The bees are local bees. They use what's local to pollinate the corn or the squash or the pumpkins or whatever it is that they're doing. And that keeps it because if you have allergies like I do, the local system, I try to take honey, and I don't seem to be able to get rid of the allergy. I have so much phlegm. Is there something, I've never asked you this, but a lot of people are having the allergic reaction this year, but for years I've had a lot of phlegm, especially when I'm exposed to all the stuff on the farm. It doesn't seem to go away. What do you do about that?
Short of going and getting allergy shots.
Yeah, and that's not for me.
Have you ever been tested specifically for each allergen? Have
you ever been tested? No, you know what we should do? Why don't we do that when I come down to see you in
December?
Well,
that's something the specialist, the allergist.
You have to go to an allergy specialist?
Yes.
I think I do remember. I think you sent me 10 years or so ago to somebody because I've had the same.
That's become a very, it used to be the local doctor would do this, but this has become a very specialized area. It's very sophisticated, and a good allergist can really help here.
All right. How to look 5 years younger.
Wow.
Nutritionists reveal their top tips. Uneven complexion, wrinkles, dry patches, and dull skin make you look older. But nutritionists say adding certain things and eliminating things like, look at this, sugar, number one on the hit parade for making you look old. Smoking, number two on the hit parade. Increase your zinc intake. That'll really, if sugar is affecting you, then using zinc. What do you suppose the properties in zinc is a very good natural immune enhancer. So is that maybe where they're coming from with this?
Yes, and probably does something for the skin.
Yeah.
And also sleep is important, and also stress reduction is important.
Vitamin C, supposedly, with regular fruit, omega-3 supplementation, but better in oily fish. That's what you always say. But I don't remember you advising people to eat anchovies, but the anchovies are supposed to be
oily fish.
Yeah, but they smell so.
Well, sardines. I like sardines.
Oh my God, that smell! I grew up with my father
so
used to open the can and eat them.
Oh, I love it.
It was so gross because they were just sardines. Eat the eyes.
It's
and the
definitely
hand.
There's two kinds of people in the world: those who love sardines, those who hate them. There's no middle ground.
No, I don't like the word hate, but you can rest assured
dislike.
I will not ever have a sardine, or at least I won't knowingly have a sardine.
And you love healthy food.
I do, but I don't like sardines.
What about put the nose clips on and eat it?
I don't want to look at it. What do you do? Maybe you can chop it up?
You could put the sunglasses and the nose clips on. And put it on some whole wheat bread and olive oil.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, you're in heaven.
I'm hearing this from experience. Is this lunchtime at the clinic?
Oh, I love it. sardines, olive oil on whole wheat bread.
Yeah. Do you bring your lunch to work, like, in a bag? What do you do for lunch? I've never seen you eat lunch, huh?
I do.
You bring in a bag?
I do, and I count calories every day. And
you make your own lunch?
I do.
What do you... just 60 seconds. What do you bring into what do you bring into the office today? For lunch.
What am I bringing to the office today?
Yeah. What's for lunch?
I eat a lot of small meals, and
You don't stop. Once you start taking patients in the morning, you go right through to 8 o'clock at night. You don't take a break from
what
meals.
What I do is I start with the biggest meal in the morning,
yeah.
And I just then eat multiple small meals. And I try to, you know, as I train, you want to get 25 to 30 grams of protein in per meal. So I, based on my ideal body weight, I need about 120 grams of protein per day. So I'll eat about 4 to 5 meals, about 25 to 30 grams each meal, and then of protein, and I will just do it that way. So I bring in enough food to do that.
All right. I just thought the people would be interested to know what you brought.
You would need a dietitian to keep up with me.
Brown bag. Right, exactly. So in a moment, the future of robotic surgery. Now, a lot of robots are being used in soft tissue surgery, and they're more accurate, apparently, than the doctors, human doctors. Let's find out how that might work on you if you're having an operation. Dr. Ken Kronos is the man in the know. Good Day Health time is 43 past the hour.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
The forecast today is for skin itch and irritation, because with warm weather like this comes all sorts of bug bites and rashes. The best way to be prepared? With the power of 10. Cortisone 10, the anti-itch cream that brings fast-acting, long-lasting relief. Relief that lasts 10 full hours. So let's revise that forecast, because with Cortisone 10, your day is looking a whole lot better. That's the power of 10. Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health. They focus on gum disease and how it is now, according to researchers, tied to a serious risk of cancer in older women. Increased risk of cancer in older women. If you don't take care of your gums, and that means your teeth, you will have nothing but trouble. This is a study of 65,000 women, average age 68. This is a big health study gathering information on periodontal disease. Reports that lasted for the past, actually, 8 years. And in this, the 6,500 women experienced 7,000 cases of cancer that were directly attributable to gum disease. And the studies control for race and age, family history of cancer, smoking, all that sort of thing. Gum disease is not something we think about a lot. When you have a problem with your teeth, you have them all yanked out, and you put in, you know, there are lots of different things you can do to replace your teeth. But the problems of what goes on under your teeth and the roots, 14% increased risk for cancer. If you don't get some of those cysts that develop under your teeth, I had them. When I was in my 40s, I had a cyst removed from under one of my teeth. And this, by the way, is not something, this is not just for women who smoked. Smoking does really affect your gums big time. But there also is a problem with what you eat. A lot of sugary things in your mouth really raise hell, as you know, with your teeth and your gums. So even though they didn't connect the dots directly, what is known is that the cancers that are a part of the problem if you have gum disease, not only internal cancers, but melanoma cancers, that sort of thing. All right, 45, almost 46 past the hour, Good Day Health Time. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Robots and surgery. They're programmable. You and I were just talking about this off the air. I don't know whether I'm comfortable with this or not. When I had my foot operated on in January, there's a good chance it looks like that a robot will do some of the surgery. So how is the doctor who's in charge of the operation running the robot? Who's running
Absolutely.
The robot?
Exactly. The surgeon is manipulating the robot, and often this can be done much more fine, and the movements are much more subtle, and some the outcomes can sometimes be better.
Really? So will doctors, surgeons be put out of business?
No. You need a surgeon. It's not that the robot's on their own. They haven't taken over the cuckoo's nest. It's the surgeon is manipulating the robot.
But not necessarily the surgeon.
The surgeons is always the robots are not working independently. They are being it's like a marionette, if you will.
Wow, what's this world coming to? You ask yourself that every once in a while when you read some of these reports from the medical journals. What in the world is the world coming to?
But it's like, it's just like a computer game that they're doing. But in some procedures, the robots can just work much more slick than the surgeon can, and they manipulate them electronically.
Here's listener Natalia, who wants to know, she and some of her adult female friends who are overweight, she has people who say they don't eat every 3 hours. They feel if they don't eat every 3 hours, they get nauseous and sick. The foods they eat are not from healthy sources. Is there nausea a withdrawal symptom or a real medical condition? What causes nausea when you eat every 3 hours, I guess is the question. What's at play here?
Well, it depends how much you eat. If you eat a lot every 3 hours, you're going to be overeating and that will definitely do it. Are they all nauseated? I wonder what they're eating, if it's everybody.
No, well, yeah, she says that these friends of hers are overweight and that they both have the same common condition. So one wonders what kind of stress that bad diet is putting on their bodies. Wouldn't that be the place to start?
Yes. There's a lot of reasons why you can get nauseous after eating.
You can be allergic to some of the food.
Absolutely.
I mean, you may eat it all the time.
Food allergies are a big one. Food poisoning, stomach viruses, acid reflux, pregnancy, anxiety and stress, the treatment of cancer, chemotherapy, gallbladder disease, irritable bowel, motion sickness. What else can do it? I think that's a good list, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I think when you get right down to it, but the idea
if it's all of them, then it's probably the foods that they're eating or stress or anxiety, I would imagine. But some of those other causes would be just occurring in one of them.
All right. Let's answer another question from John quickly. Can you offer your opinion, Dr. Ken, on whole food multivitamins that seem to have a yeast basis? Is the yeast base questionable even for someone without a yeast allergy? Yeast allergy, more allergies. Oy. So what happens?
Well, he's
then?
Been hanging around probably the vitamin shop and there.
Yeah.
If you don't have a problem with the simple multivitamin, I'll tell you what I do. I mean, I just take a simple multivitamin. I don't have a problem with it. It's fine. But if you're sensitive to it, you know, maybe some of those inert ingredients that are exchanged when you have a yeast base, you may digest that better. So I think this is an individual question. Whatever feels better, go with it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you know how you feel. If you're upset when you eat something, don't eat it. Duh. And if you're not upset and it doesn't put weight on you, you're probably all right. You know, a little bit goes a long way sometimes, especially when I focus on ice cream and cake and the banana bread. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here as a participant in Good Day Health at 10 before the hour.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
The hour now, as medicine and how to use it, the focus of lots of time here on this program. Dr. Ken Kronos joins us now with an overview of some of the journal information. He studies the journals every week to bring to us some of the info that will most affect us, be most helpful. And because the cardiologist, let's focus on cardiovascular health, circulation, heart, things, that sort of thing, Ken. And it looks like the top of the hit parade has to do with marijuana and how it affects us in terms of our cardiovascular system.
Very important study out of the European Journal of Preventive Cardiology this week, Doug. Just as all these states are moving to increase the availability of recreational marijuana, this important study hits us all. People who use marijuana, they may be three times more likely to die, Doug, from high blood pressure than non-users of the drug. Wow. Cigarette smoking, it's a well-established risk factor for high blood pressure and poor cardiovascular health. But according to this new study, marijuana use may be even more harmful. Marijuana, it stimulates the sympathetic nervous system. This leads to increases in heart rate, blood pressure, and oxygen demand.
So what is there something in it that they add to it, or is it the natural part of...
It's the natural drug.
Really? Wow. All right. So next, a study on heart attacks. Your risk of having a heart attack depends on something that I always thought was good.
Well, calcium. And there's a test called a calcium score. And this comes out of the Journal of the American College of Cardiology this week. Calcium buildup in the coronary arteries, it increases the risk of heart attack. Calcium is good when it's in the bones. It should be in the blood, but it should not be in the walls of the circulation to the heart. People without calcium buildup in their coronary arteries, Doug, have a significantly lower risk of heart attack or stroke, regardless regardless of also having diabetes, high blood pressure, or high cholesterol levels. These are the common risk factors for heart attacks. So individuals with no calcium buildup in their blood vessels may not have to take statins despite the presence of other risk factors that cause coronary disease. So if you're on the fence of whether you need a statin or not, sometimes getting this calcium score may be very helpful. Talk to your doctors about it.
Calcium score, all right?
You had one. Yours was zero. This is one place where you want to be a zero.
Zero. All right. And the other thing that comes from your area of specialty, the stroke rates. So if I glean correctly from the headline here, oftentimes the ladies accuse me of burying the headline, so let's not let me do that. Women having a problem with strokes, so if the declining rate of strokes in our country is a fact, that must mean men are having fewer, but not so with women. Is that the gist of this?
Close, yes. Journal of Neurology this week. Doug, there's a puzzling trend. From 1999 to 2005, the incidence of stroke declined in both men and women. But from 2005 to 2010, while the rates among men continued to drop, they stayed the same for women. Risk factors for stroke, such as obesity, high blood pressure, and irregular heartbeat and diabetes, may for some reason affect women differently than men. You can remember symptoms of a stroke, Doug, using the word FAST, F-A-S-T, face drooping, arm weakness, speech difficult, time to call 911. So F, face drooping, A, arm weakness, S, speech difficult, time to call 911 with the T.
All right. A way of dealing with these problems we've been talking about is to make sure your arteries are working at the best capacity so you have blood flow everywhere, and that's where Superbeats comes in, Kenya.
I like this product. It's natural. It has scientific evidence behind it being safe and effective. It's based on Nobel Prize winning information, 1998. Nitric oxide, it's the third important gas after oxygen and carbon dioxide in the body. It's a signaler. It helps the blood vessels relax. Oxygen can't move through the body with the red blood cells unless you have also nitric oxide to open up the blood vessels. You need the building blocks for nitric oxide. You can get them in two natural products developed by scientists at Baylor University. Superbeats, it gives you a big boost of nitric oxide if you're working out or to avoid those high caffeinated beverages. And Neo 40, just to get the building blocks maintenance level of nitric oxide level up, and Doug will tell you how to get it.
800. You ready for this? Everybody got the number? 800-655-4183. I give you the number again. Order Superbeats now. You get a month free. 800-655-4183. One more time for Superbeats now. 800-655-4183.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.